Here in Boulu last Wednesday, Palestinian activists and their allies marched on the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the DFAT, to demand the Australian government support an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Workers in the DFAT looked on at the 100 or so protesters gathered there with indifference and confusion. I was there to cover the rally. Protesters spoke of the failings of the Australian government, the strength of the pro-Palestine movement around the world, events in Gaza as well as the West Bank, and why it was important to take to the streets.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
We're standing right now in front of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, to pressure Albanese, Penny Wong, and their Labour Party to sever all diplomatic ties with the Israeli Zionists. And this is something that they should have done many years ago. What have we seen so far? Complicity and acquiescence. And it's no longer acceptable. We will no longer tolerate any diplomatic or any ties whatsoever with Israel. We will no longer remain silent, and we will not be silenced, and we will do everything in our power to ensure that all diplomatic ties with Israel are cut off immediately. And we will do everything in our power to ensure that the ceasefire. They've refused to cut off diplomatic relationships with Israel. We refuse to let them go on. We will pressure them. And the time is now. They didn't cut off their ties many years ago. They didn't cut off ties with Israel 3 weeks ago when the bombing started. But the time is now. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid has to fall. Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid has to fall. Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid has to fall. Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid has to fall.
Do we intend to sit by and just watch this silently?
Never.
Never. Palestinians in the West Bank are enduring complete fragmentation. A siege on the entire territory has left towns, cities and villages cut off from one another, with daily life almost grinding to a complete halt. Exploiting the world's focus on Gaza, settler and army violence in the West Bank seen a dramatic uptick. Just a few days ago, Bilal, a 40-year-old farmer, father and husband, was shot dead by a settler in his village of Al-Sawiya, south of Nablus, whilst harvesting his olive trees. He's one of at least 120 Palestinians killed in the West Bank since October 7th. 1,600 others have been arrested in indiscriminate daily raids, many of them held without charges and with no access to lawyers. In an incredibly dangerous new trend, Jenin itself has been struck three times by airstrikes since October the 7th. The last two people that I'm aware of who've been killed in the West Bank were a 16-year-old child and a 65-year-old physically impaired man. So these are Israel's targets. Their war on children, women and the elderly continues. The response from our politicians here in Australia has been utterly disgraceful.
Shame.
Standing by with full-throated support for Israel's brutality and spinelessly echoing meaningless calls for restraint, and I'm quoting this directly, for temporary localized humanitarian pauses. In other words, give Gazans a few minutes to count their dead before resuming the bombing. We're all sick and tired of the political football. The people of Gaza now don't want pauses. They don't want political speeches or condolences. They need one thing and one thing only, and we have to demand it from our government. An immediate end to the bombardment. They need a ceasefire
now. How many kids have been killed today? Israel, USA! How many kids have been killed today? Israel, USA! How many kids have been killed today? Israel, USA! How many kids have been killed today? Israel, USA! How many kids have been killed today? Israel.
Well, I'm out here just to protest the ongoing brutality that's going on in Gaza. It's been barely over 3 weeks and almost 8,500 Palestinians have been killed, almost 3,500 children. So that's a rate of over 1,000 children a week, which is just mind-boggling. So we can't be silent about it. We have to demand that our government takes a stronger stance.
Yeah. Why do you think it's important to keep coming out into the streets like once or twice a week to keep the pressure up?
Because we have to show that we're never ever just going to rest and put our tools down. Like, we have to keep the pressure up for our government, and we can't become apathetic. We can't become desensitized to what's going on or accept it being normalized. Something that we have to keep showing. There's complete rejection of what's happening.
Yeah, like last week, last Saturday, there was like 3,000 people.
Yeah, and the week before as well, there were probably a few. There was actually a larger crowd the week before. So we're hoping to keep it up. We're hoping to just get more and more and more people. And that's happening all over the world as well, not just here in Perth. Yeah, in the UK, there were a few 100,000 that showed up. So the momentum's not dying, and I don't think it will. We have to rehumanize Palestinians. We have to remind people that these aren't just numbers. When we say 1,500 people, it's they're all people with siblings, with family, with friends, with mothers and fathers and children, with their own dreams and hopes. And we have to always remind people of that. So that's how I like to end.
Just last weekend in New York, we saw thousands of people marching through in New York on the Brooklyn Bridge. And in Manhattan, we saw Jewish Voices for Peace go and take over the Grand Central Station and occupy it. And yesterday in London, hundreds of people staged a sit-in at the London's Liverpool Station. And it has just come out that the Belgian transport unions, who have over 3 million members, are refusing to offload any weapons that are being sent to Israel from airports or from ports. That is more of what we need, and that is the kind of power that we have. And of course, right across Australia, from Melbourne to Perth, we have answered the call, and we have joined this international movement for Palestine.
Free, free Palestine!
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 We can't hear their voices at the moment. They are being muted, they are being silenced. And it is what I'm asking you today is to be their voice. Be there for them. Tell the truth. Don't just let them die in silence. Be there on Sunday. Be here today. Demand that their voices be heard. Demand that their voices for an end of this aggression against them. Thank you very much for being here. And please.
Voices from a march on the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade here in Boulder last Wednesday, demanding the government join international calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, among other demands. There's another rally this Wednesday. Students for Palestine speak out in the Murray Street Mall. I think they're also marching once again on the DFAT.
Marching again to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. That's right, so it's 1 p.m. Murray Street Mall. And Friends of Palestine WA is organising a public forum to be held this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Social Sciences Lecture Theatre at UWA. And the topic of the forum is Israel's War on Palestine. So it's an opportunity, you know, perhaps for those of you who aren't overly familiar with the history, absolutely, you know, distraught by the harrowing images you're seeing on TV and want to know more about the origins of this conflict, that's definitely something to get along to. Israel's War on Palestine Public Forum, held by Friends of Palestine WA, this Sunday, 1 p.m., the Social Sciences Lecture Theatre at UWA.